This was the front page of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Nia O'Connell's third grade history class at Birchie School is analyzing old news stories, looking for evidence of bias.
People, if they don't know how to analyze it, will just say, oh, wow, that's true.
Fred Cotton looks at the choice of words used in a story about Japanese internment camps during World War II.
Notice how they're wording it Japanese instead of Japanese Americans.
What was the purpose of that? Why did they do that?
The purpose was to say, oh, we're not imprisoning American citizens. Well, as they put, we're not evacuating American citizens, we're evacuating Japanese.
And why did they use the word evacuate?
Another student also notices the language.
I saw some fake advertising for the Japanese internment camps. They said they were assembly centers.
So they kind of made it seem really cool, and actually it wasn't.
Yeah.
O'Connell uses examples from the past so these kids can become smarter about media messages in the present, even though they're only 8 years old.
I want to learn how to, like, analyze it myself and have my own opinion.
They soak up everything around them. I think it's important for kids to be able to control the interpretations that they hear and see every day instead of the interpretations maybe controlling them.
Recognizing bias in news stories is one form of media literacy. Spotting when the news is entirely fabricated, like these stories, is something else entirely. Often these stories are designed to look as if they come from legitimate news organizations and are meant to be easily shared on social media, resulting in confusion over what's real. During the recent election season, there have been reports of a concerted effort to spread fake news in a bid to influence public opinion. A recent Stanford University study of almost 8,000 students showed they were easily duped online. Researchers found overall, young people's ability to reason about the information on the internet can be summed up in one word: bleak. The law in Washington state encourages educators to develop policies around media literacy and to share resources. It also allows districts access to federal technology funding.
This new law in Washington is being used as a model by about a dozen other states.
Advocates want to see media literacy taught in all 50 states.
There's clearly growing momentum to pass this kind of legislation.
Sparks uses the play Hamlet to talk about fake news.
It's about spying and lying and how that creates kind of a ripe environment for the proliferation of fake news. Sure, it could be a metaphor, but Hamlet has a shocking flesh-eating illness. Could you actually support that with evidence from the text? Good luck. Fake news is not news you don't agree with. Fake news is fabricated news.
Sparks believes letting her students create their own fake news will teach them how to critically think through some of the information they receive. What words are used? Who benefits? Is there any truth to the story?
Anything that starts with "Sheriff, you're outraged," that's a bad sign. And outrage is just the lifeblood of fake news.